need to be out by 8. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Rise. We are the Sideline Junkies. We are presented with Clear Production Sports. They call me the boss BJ. That guy next to me this way is the big guy KG. Good morning, good sir. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Long night last night, man. This long night. We are at that time during the year where it's a sports smorgasbord, and you 3-4 weekends in a row. This weekend you had Royal Rumble last night, Championship Sunday today. Next week you got the Pro Bowl. The week after that you have the Super Bowl. The week after that, if I'm not mistaken, you have the NBA All-Star Game. It may be the week after that. I have to see when All-Star Weekend is. But this is the time of the year that I love, because I normally take my vacation around this time. Just so I can sit back and not be bothered with work, and I don't have to worry about anything during this time. So I am feeling very, very well with my roundabout answer.
And you should. Look, this we talk about on the show all the time that, you know, today's NFL and NBA, and isn't what we grew up on, especially NBA. We'll get to that later. Or for another show, but it's good to see, you know, it's down to the nitty gritty in the NFL. Championship Sunday, 4 remaining. I got my belly aching and crying out about Buffalo, even though I got a whole bunch more. I'll probably do some solo. I won't even drag you in a midnight ride into that mess. I'm gonna go on the ledge. I'm gonna tie a rope to my waist and then probably just try to keep myself afloat. But it's really good. We got some good things to talk about today, namely the championship games, man. Like, you know, it's that time. It's that time. If my savings account allowed, I'd be in Baltimore. One of those bucket lists for me as a man is to go to a championship game, go to a playoff game, go. You know, I know we talk about all the times going to different stadiums, you know, starting that, but. I would love to be in Baltimore today for the championship game. Would love to see Kansas City Chiefs and the referees versus the Baltimore Ravens. I would love to see that game. I mean, who doesn't like a handicap match?
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true. And think about this. You know, we're gonna start with the Ravens and the Chiefs, and all lines are brought to you by FanDuel, our official unofficial partner when it comes to your Vegas betting. But let me do this. 2 things. That code that's rolling at the bottom of the screen, www.buyfortmose.com, discount maniacs will get you $10 off any purchase. You buy over $130, you get free shipping. So Buy Fort Mose, BUYFORTMOSE.com. Next up, Xavier told me NBA All-Star Game is the 18th. So that means Super Bowl's the 11th, All-Star Game's 18th. Like, this is prime real estate right here. Prime. So Chiefs versus Ravens in Baltimore. You talk about going to Baltimore to see this game. No matter how you look at it, this is great for the city of Baltimore. When they won their Super Bowls in 2012,
it's fantastic. It's nice. Yeah. Because I don't think we haven't seen a championship game here in a long time. And I don't mean to cut you off, but the city's buzzing. Everything is purple. And you don't get that, unfortunately, you know, 40 miles south, we haven't got to experience that in a long time, but it just brings a whole different buzz and aura to a city that is two steps away from a Super Bowl. So, yeah, man, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's so good. Here's the thing. The Baltimore Raven fans that are on social media, the ones that are in the streets, the ones at work, everybody's buzzing. The saying now is flock around and find out. I love it. I love it. You have Lamar Jackson, and I posted this on our Facebook page, Instagram. It's also reposted on TikTok. It's in the group. It's everywhere. Where when Lamar was coming out of college, Mel Kiper, Jason Whitlock, Polian, all of those guys said, "Oh, Lamar Jackson's gonna be a bust. You know, he's a project quarterback. He can't lead a team. You're either going to move him to running back or wide receiver after a while." And here we are talking about Lamar Jackson possibly taking home his second MVP, league MVP, NFL MVP, right? He's got his team playing some of the best ball that he's played in his career, that they've played since he's been there. In the AFC Championship game, at home, number one seed. And I hope that everybody that doubted Lamar is eating goddamn crow. And they have been for the last couple of years. Because one thing we never did here at Sideline Junkies is we never doubted Lamar. The night before the draft, times before the draft, when he won the highs, and we said this cat's going to be special. Whoever gets him is going to have a good quarterback, and he is going to grow and be a beast. We don't fucking miss.
And we got receipts too, just like
we got big receipts,
just like the receipt you posted online of that video where everybody doubting and saying that he's a project. And he's not Sam Darnold. You know, we got receipts from our shows saying that, hey, this kid, if you get this kid, you might have something here. Everybody's a pro. Who's not a quarterback project coming out? Josh Allen was a project coming out. If you look at Josh Allen from year one, year two to now, he's a completely different quarterback. He's grown. Everybody, a running back coming out of college is a project. But let me tell you this. From now on, if you want to know, you know, who to look for and stuff, I suggest you hit this show and you listen closely when the Midnight Rider is talking about college prospect and his list and who to watch for. Because the man is shooting a bow and arrow from 500 yards and splitting the apple right off your head. It's here. We got it for you. We got it for you. All you got to do is listen to Midnight Rider. He'll tell you. But here's the thing, too, and big shout out to Lamar. I think he's head over heels to win the MVP. But also, and you know, I referenced Buffalo because that's my squad and everything. He has help on defense. He has help, you know, on that team. It's Lamar, but he has a really good supporting cast. And I'd be interested to see what Andy Reid, because I told y'all all the time, Andy Reid plays chess. But I also believe John Harbaugh plays chess, too. And I want to see this back. I won't be able to see it. I'm going to have to watch the rerun and watch the highlights or whatever. But I just... this is one of those Goku versus Vegeta Super Saiyan 7. Vegeta finally got powered up to where Goku is, and they can fight on even terms. And you're just, the punches are equal. You know, the kicks are equal. The blasts are equal. You know, for all my anime people that are not anime fans or not Dragon Ball Z fans, maybe we'll drop a clip in the Sideline Junkies chat later so you can see what I'm talking about. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game today, man. I think this is must watch TV. I'm going to save that because I think that's my bold prediction, Lane. I got a bold prediction, but I'm going to save it for later. not going to retort myself.
Matt chiming in, rooting for the Ravens by default because I hate the Chiefs and crybaby Mahomes.
Hey, Matt, don't it seem like the Chiefs are getting a little bit arrogant? A little bit arrogant. They were talking a lot of shit last week in Buffalo and Mahomes in the locker room, and they just seem to be getting a little bit full of themselves. And they are becoming quite the crybabies. I think even more than Brady was in his career. I don't think Brady was ever labeled too much of a crybaby, but I would give Mahomes that. I don't even know what's another quarterback that was a crybaby.
I can't go past recent memory because I
don't think Tom Brady was too much of a crybaby. I think he just got.
He got preferential treatment.
He got preferential treatment. Mahomes is getting preferential treatment, and he's a crybaby. But yeah, I don't know, man. I would love to see the Ravens come in a flock of Ravens and attack the Chief. He's trying to swat them away with his tomahawk, and they take the tomahawk. One of them fly away with that. And then they grab him by his shirt and fly away out of the stadium. That's what I want to see. We need an animation. Like when I say stuff like that, they need to be created into animation, and we can.
Oh my goodness, I like it. And Matt agrees. I think the Chiefs are. They've become America's team over the last few years. It's just getting to the point where you want parity, and unless you're a Chiefs fan. You get tired of seeing the same team over and over. We got tired of seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl over and over and over and over.
But you I understand what you're saying because you said that last week. But when I thought about Tom Brady and the Patriots run, if that's the case, then somebody got to put a stop to it. And that's why I think America's rooting for Lamar. If you got we sit here. I just said it. Andy Reid, one of the best coaches. He's going to go down as I dare say it, and I'm gonna sound crazy. I would take him over Belichick. I would take him over Prime if I had a choice between Prime Andy Reid and Prime Belichick, because Belichick has only done it with Tom Brady. We see what happened when Tom Brady left the Patriots. He thought he could replace him. He thought he could move on, and he couldn't. Couldn't find that replacement. He couldn't get Cam Newton and Mac Jones up to speed to where he wanted to get to. Andy Reid has done it with a couple of quarterbacks now. When he got to Kansas City, he had to work with Alex Smith, and he got them to, you know, to start winning and start moving. So now I think when it's finished, I think Andy Reid over Belichick. And just call me crazy now, you know, that's fine. But I'm just putting that out there. Because we like to have receipts on things.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I'll say this about Belichick and Brady. Yeah, that Patriot run was something. However, it was a lot of controversy in that Patriot run. Think about when that run started. That 2001 run. You go into Foxborough, the Raiders go in there. The Raiders play a hell of a game. Then all of a sudden you have the Tuck rule, a rule that nobody had heard of for years. You break that out. You wind up winning the game. You go to Pittsburgh the following week. And this is all true shit. You think I'm lying? Go look it up. It's just too many coincidences. You go to Pittsburgh the following week. Before the game, Jerome Bettis is supposed to get a needle in his knee that he gets every game. The doctor hits a nerve in his knee, so he's out for the game. Amos Zeraway has to start. Zeraway fumbles three times in a loss, and they lose because of the Zeraway fumbles. Manufactured. The deflate gate, spy gate. Like, I think out of the six championships the Patriots have, I think maybe one of them. Hey! Hello!
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Got Denise filling in on this one. How you, man?
I had to drop her in. She wanted to say hi, and I'm trying to get the big one to come sit down, but she's acting all camera shy and stuff.
Football is amazing.
Oh man, I love cameos like that. But Kansas City. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Been a long time. Well, it's been about, what, a month and a half or so. So it's been a little bit. You feeling good?
Tired.
Believe me, I understand. Well, welcome to my life.
All right. Peace.
Bye. All right. Oh, man. But Kansas City has, it's been a while since I seen my nieces, so please forgive me. Kansas City has a couple of questionable things. You know, it's certain things that Mahomes does. And that Buffalo game, the play that I said turned the tide was the pass interference on third down. Mahomes walked off 11 seconds after the play was whistled dead. He pointed at the referee threw the flag. 11 seconds. Not when it happened, not before the ball was thrown, not when it was labeled incomplete. 11 seconds after the play was blown dead. Mahomes has this thing where he kind of does like Brady. Brady used to bang the ground and be like, come on, and then throw the flag. So,
please, read the comments. Please read the comments.
Xavier chiming in. He says, ever since they got Taylor Swift, they've been talking trash. And that's another thing. America's trying to get saved from seeing Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. We don't want to see that. And everybody say, well, y'all worried about Taylor Swift. Why y'all not worried about the game? Because the game has become, you go to watch a game and all they show is Taylor Swift every 10 seconds.
This is true.
Matt says Mahomes is on Brady level. I think he is.
You got to put him there. Six championships, two Super Bowls. He just short of the Super Bowls, but he got a lot of career left. So,
yeah,
you know, I just think that he does way more belly aching than Brady did. And it might be on the forefront because it's like the Chiefs are being pushed down your throat, force fed to you. You know, if it's not Taylor Swift, and look, Ben sent me a clip. No, did Ben send me that clip? No, I don't know where I got the clip from. I don't know if somebody sent me. My mind is so drawing a fog. But the Kelce Brothers podcast. No, Jason Kelce said he doesn't know what happened on the field goal. And Travis was like, you don't know what happened? The wind. And Travis was explaining the wind in Buffalo. He said, you face him one way, it'd be coming directly in your face. The next minute, it'd be coming sideways. And he said it was different in different parts of the field. So, and you can see it on the field goal. You can see it on the field goal. The wind took the ball away. So, that's a whole nother thing. But I love their podcast. I can't get enough of that podcast with the Kelce Brothers. I think that is a must-see TV. We'll tag them in it since we're talking about them. But,
You know what would be must see TV?
What's that?
If you get the Pivot Podcast, the Kelce Brother Podcast,
I was gonna say Nightcap.
Nightcap.
Uncle. Yep.
And you get Cam, you have a whole panel. Oh yeah. My God.
Oh yeah, I'd pay for that.
Because with Shannon Sharp and Travis Kelce, you have two top tight ends in the NFL. One's a Hall of Famer and one's a future Hall of Famer. It's like that right there. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The amount of shit talking that would be going on would be great.
A lot of shit talking, a lot of difference of opinions, but the opinions, I think that panel would sit and actually talk and be listen to one another with accepting the differences and stuff like that. It wouldn't be just yelling back and forth, but
yeah. And Xavier said we're tired of saying Taylor Swift every 5 seconds. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Why don't we compare KC? This is what the Midnight Rider said in the comments. Why don't we compare KC treating Alex Smith to the way the Rams treated Goff? Same results. Yeah, they shipped Alex Smith off.
They got the Super Bowl.
But they had Smith and, well, Alex Smith was actually Patrick Mahomes' a tutor.
And I think a lot of it too is when you win, it erases a lot of memories. And them shipping Alex Smith off brought Patrick Mahomes in, and the Chiefs aren't thinking about Alex Smith at all. Six straight AFC championships, 2 Super Bowls. The Rams, I'm not gonna say they don't care about Jared Goff, but they're not think they won a Super Bowl recently. They have their Super Bowl hardware, you know, so winning cures everything. Now, if you make that move and Alex Smith, his next stop was Washington, right? After Kansas City, right?
I believe so.
And he goes here, he wins the Super Bowl. Now you have in Kansas City and Mahomes are struggling. Now you have a problem in Kansas City. And if I say this all the time as a GM, you have to be looking at you have to have papers on your desk for the right now, the next season, because you right now next season go together. You got to figure out your cap, your players, who's injured, are they going to be ready for next season? Blah blah blah. You got to go through all that, and then you got to have your 2 to 5 year paperwork for after that second season. Who's on free agency? Who's coming up? Who's getting older? Who do you need to replace in the draft? All of this stuff. So, and then sometimes you have to pull the trigger and make these gambles where you got a coach like Andy Reid. He's like, look, Pat Mahomes, he's it. We got to make that move. Just like the reports are coming out that Belichick told Robert Kraft that Tom Brady was done. Tom Brady goes and wins another Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. So, yeah, and you trust. Like, you know, certain players, certain coaches get that trigger. Hey, this quarterback is done. Or this player is done. We got to move on. And sometimes you'll move on right when you need to, like the Chiefs did with Alex Smith. Sometimes it'll be a little early, like Brady. And then sometimes it'll be way too late. You should have been moved on from this player. So it's just it's a game. Strategy, like I always say, it's just some things you gotta, you know, comes with experience, kind of knowing when a player is done and you know what you got out of them. And fortunately, that's the side of the business that you know, like Micah Hyde, you know, Buffalo is, you know, that's a long time. Say he was a part of the rebuild in Buffalo, the rebranding, the getting that losing mentality out of the Bills organization. He was a part of that. And you know, it's hard to let players like that go. So,
Xavier say he paying the refs, talking about Mahomes, and Matt clarifies that I meant Brady level of wine, and that's what he means when Mahomes is on Brady level. Over on Instagram, tell him why you mad, son. Yo, what's good, fellas? What's happening with you? We in here.
Mike!
Speaking of which, Mike, when we get this college football thing, you got to get in this league, man. Cause
he ain't playing no college football.
Man, I'm number one recruit, though.
He's a Madden guy. If he come, then you know that. Hey, more to marry. But we trying to get college football is official. It's dropping at 24, so we trying to get that league together. That's I'm down for some college football. So yeah, we'll talk because he already know who want to play and who don't. So we put something together.
He said, be an OG for real, buddy. Got a cup of coffee and smoking dust.
Man, look. gotta get that diesel going in the morning, baby.
But looking at this game as a whole, and Ravens are 4.5-point favorites at home, which says a lot. Over-under is 44.5. I'm gonna ask your picks, but let me ask you this. Is this going to come down to the referees versus the Ravens?
Unfortunately, I have to say, I think it's going to be a pivotal call in this game that goes against the Ravens. But this is what I said last week when I was on here whining about Buffalo. You're playing the Chiefs. You know you have to put some points on the board for the refereeing. So the Ravens, I'm going to say today, because I think the Ravens are running on all cylinders, I think the points today for the Ravens are they have to be a touchdown. They have to strike first. They have to strike first. If they can stay that 7 to 10 points, I would say 10 points, because if the Chiefs come down and score, they still got to get another field goal and you get a chance to get the ball back. So I'm going to say 10. I'm going to say that the for the Ravens to be safely out of the referee zone for the Chiefs, they have to have that 10-point mark. But I think it's going to be a call that we're going to be talking about on Tuesday night flight. That's like, there we go again. That's that call. That's the referee we were talking about. I think it's going to – I really do.
I hope not. The Midnight Rider said he put his picks in yesterday. He said Ravens to win over the 44.5, 27-24. Justin Tucker wins at late. I'm going with the Ravens and the under. And you taking the Ravens and the – or you taking the Chiefs, bro?
I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the over. And I'm going to take the Ravens to cover. I think what we're going to see is a 24-24 game. And I think Lamar puts that stamp in his passport legacy and drives down for a game-winning touchdown. I don't think it comes down to Justin Tucker.
Xavier says Ravens with the under. I'm all about trends and history. The last time Baltimore hosted a AFC championship game, I alluded to it last week, was the very first AFC championship game. It was a story told that Oakland came in to town with their trunks packed to go from Oakland to Baltimore to play the game, leave Baltimore, and then go to Florida. Bubba Smith said, I was talking to George Atkinson, and he said, yeah, after we leave here, we're going to go ahead down to the Super Bowl. And Bubba Smith said, well, how y'all doing? Which y'all got tickets? Because we're going to kick y'all ass. And he said, as soon as that game started, I broke free. He said, I knocked LaMonica out. They put Blander in. George Blander was about 43 at the time, and I got a hold of him too. Then the stadium started chanting, kill Bubba, kill, kill Bubba, kill. And it was just like, it's like the tides turned, and they beat the hell out of them. And the trunks went back to Oakland. I think today you are going to see a rebirth of the largest insane asylum. I'm sorry, the largest outdoor insane asylum that used to be Memorial Stadium that is now going to be M&T Bank Stadium. You are going to see a sea of purple. I know Ray Lewis is going to be there. I'm hoping like hell, you know, any living members of the Baltimore Colts are there, because when they switched over from Memorial Stadium to, well, at that time it was PSI Net Stadium, but when they switched stadiums, they had the old Colts come in to help with the change when it switched over. And it was the Baltimore Colts embraced the Ravens. And I hope everybody's there. I hope they actually play the Colts fight song. It's so much that needs to happen just to get that energy going, because the city's already buzzing. But them old school fans, they some rough characters, man.
I think for them, the Colts died when they moved. And I think that the two Super Bowls they've won in the last 20 years have helped erase that. I told you, winning solves everything.
Of course.
And I think if the older Colts are there, they're going to be in Ravens gear. They're going to embrace
what it is.
They're going to embrace what it is. Now, you can't play the Colts fight song. You can't do that. Well, if they weren't existing in Indianapolis, you could do that. But you can't do that because...
See, the thing is, the Colts fight song didn't go to Indianapolis. It stayed in it belongs to Baltimore.
I just know, but
soul trophies belong to Baltimore.
I know, but it's still the Colts fight song.
When it's you go to, gonna be, but they changed the lyrics, but the rhythm, the melody is still the same. If it, that makes sense.
In the Colts championship case, they have their championships they won. It is theirs. It's like if the Commanders move to Florida, they still got their three Super Bowls they won here. It would be a great sight today. I think Ray Lewis being there. It was Ray Lewis. Who's the other legend? It was two today.
I don't know who the other one is. That's why I've been looking.
It's supposed to be somebody with Ray Lewis. I forgot who it is, but I said that pregame is going to be nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be nasty, that pregame. If you're outside the stadium, you're going to be able to hear the rumble from the pregame and Ray Lewis, all that good stuff. And that's something to witness right there. I would love to see that in person, not on TV.
Yeah, not on TV, in person. And something you said something about the Colts. They always, the old Baltimore Colts, they were always decked out in Ravens gear. Never Colts gear, always in Ravens gear. Like Johnny Unitas used to stand on the 19-yard line on the Ravens sideline. Like he was a fixture there. So it's just, you got all the feels. So it's just all that positive energy for Baltimore. I hope it carries them across the finish line. Not only do I hope that they win this game, I hope they win the next two games.
What did Lamar say when they drafted? He said Baltimore gonna get a Super Bowl out of me. So he's two games away from, making that come true. But first, today, they got to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's no pushover.
Yep. Matt says he got a 1 p.m. puck drop. Have a good rest of the show. I'm listening while driving. Just want to get this in. Go Lions, America's team. That Matt, I'm glad you're going to keep listening. We'll be with you on Tuesday. But that is a great segue because the second game of this doubleheader, the Lions visit the 49ers. 49ers, 7.5-point favorites, over under 51.5. B, the Lions haven't been in the NFC championship game since 1991.
Who did they lose to, the Cowboys?
No.
Who was that?
They lost to the greatest Super Bowl winning team of all time.
The Chiefs? That couldn't have been because the Chiefs are AFC.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't want to admit it. They lost to the 5-time world champion, Washington Redskins.
I got you. Okay.
Please stop playing me.
Okay. I wanted to draw it out of you a little bit. That's all.
Stop playing with me. This game gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm afraid, man.
Why?
Because you have two evenly matched teams. Now, Kyle Shanahan, he's this generation's boy wonder. And I don't want people to say to him, oh, he can't win the big one. He can't get over the hump. Because we know he can get over the hump. We know he has it in him.
Yeah, but he hasn't proven it. That's the thing. And everybody say, hey, it's excuses. But every time Cal Shanahan is in a position, he has to deal with a lot of injuries. Brock Purdy last year. The injuries make a difference. And you got to come to the fight with your pistols and what you got. And if you forgot some at home or one of them's not working, you got to make do. And I think he does a good job making do. But when you're missing big pieces, it's hard to play with those big pieces missing. So.
Here's what – this is the thing. Everything that San Francisco has been around for, what they've been through. And I during the season, I love saying, hey, San Francisco, you haven't arrived. I enjoyed that more than anything. I did. I enjoyed that. But you, in your heart of hearts, there's a part of your heart that wants San Francisco to win this to finally get them over the hump and get them back in the Super Bowl and have, you know, Kyle Shanahan on the cusp of winning one. But then on the other hand, everybody in America is in love with the Detroit Lions because that story, that journey is something special. It really is. Do you realize this team was 0-16? Yep. 0-16. And here we are talking about, what is it, 5 years later? In a daggone NFC championship game. It don't take 4 years to build a team. It don't take 5 years to build a team.
Hey, the standard has been set, so there's no more excuses when that comes. But you remember in the Sega Maddens 92-93, remember each game, you win the wild card, you win the divisional, they would go rock the goalposts. Remember the championship game, it would come down. Was it a championship game it would come down?
I think so.
The championship game will come down. If Detroit wins this game, the city of Detroit is coming down. It's coming down in a good way. In a good way. You said something earlier about these two teams being evenly matched. I think that – I don't know if they're evenly matched. I will say this. I think each team has weaknesses and their strengths against each other. What I do think is that the San Francisco 49ers are more of a finesse team, and the Detroit Lions are going to punch you in your mouth. And when you do this, when they punch you in your mouth and your head go back, when you come back to figure out what happened, is another punch coming. And I think for the 49ers, is can they weather that storm of being punched repeatedly? Okay, the 49ers don't want to be punched repeatedly. That's not how they play. The Lions are going to come out, and they are going to punch them in the mouth. And that is, you're going to see, I think you're going to see in the beginning of this game, early on, whether the 49ers are ready for that type of play. The Lions are coming hard, okay? So it's going to be a very, very interesting, because this is Dan Campbell's first rodeo in the championship game. You know, we know what Kyle Shanahan can do. Yeah, I know I sing Kyle Shanahan praises all the time, but it's going to be a very interesting game to see. I work today. I don't even think my break, I will want to watch something on my break. What time the Lions come on? Are the Lions in the 49ers first?
No, they come on at 6:31.
I ain't going to be able to watch that. I'm probably, we will watch the end of the Baltimore game, but, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. The Lions, the 49ers, the line is 7.5. Even with them being banged up like it is, that's interesting that the line is still 7.5. You know, I would have liked to know when Detroit got to San Francisco. If they got there early in the week, did they just get there? You know, did they get acclimated? You know what I'm saying? Get their feet wet, you know? But I don't know, man. I don't even know. I want the Lions to win. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I don't know, man. What you think?
I'm gonna say this. Dan Campbell took over in Detroit in 21. They went 3-13. Fourth in the NFC North. Second year, they improved by 6 games and went 9-8 and moved to second in the North. This is his third year. Third year in Detroit, 12-5, won the division, and got a playoff win. I'm sorry, he got 2 playoff wins. If he rolls through San Francisco, gets another playoff win, that adage of, oh, well, it takes 4 years to build a winner because you got to put your stamp on it, like, it's already out of my head. I don't want to have it in nobody else's head either. Because if you got pieces, I didn't draft him. That's not his guy. Take what you got and go win.
here's the thing though, and I know where you're going, and I think I said something to this the last time. I think each situation is unique, and the more issues and problems you have to deal with, the more you have to overcome. Your ownership is steady. You got everything in place as far as the GM, people not questioning their roles, where they stand. You don't have people just walking through the building, waving and smiling. I think that makes a big difference in how you operate and how you can, when you don't have to keep looking over your shoulder, worrying about this, worrying about that. When you have the confidence of ownership and the GM, everybody's on the same page, it makes things go a lot smoother. Now, when you don't have that, everything's in turmoil and you keep having allegations and clouds and this and that going on, it takes away from what it's supposed to be, which is just football. So everything is unique, but I think the Detroit Lions and the Houston Texans showed you that in prime circumstances, it can be done. You could turn a team around in a year, in a season. You could get them back to winning if you got the right pieces. So it's going to be a lot of teams that have been in the cellar dweller that people are going to start looking at and, you know, like, hey, this franchise is winning. Why aren't we winning? Why do you want me to still buy tickets to come and see a team that's 1-16 or 3-14 or whatever? We can stay at home and do this. So it's going to open some eyes. It's going to be interesting to see what some teams do in the next couple seasons.
This is going to be a tough one to pick. Because I think I can speak for majority of the North America, the continental United States, excluding Hawaii and Alaska. Detroit versus Baltimore is the Super Bowl darling that I think everybody will sit down and watch. Like I said, the Niners are 7.5-point favorites. Over-under is 51.5. I have to go with the Lions and the under. Write that down. Take a picture. But Lions and the under. I think this is going to be a close game, too. I think championships, it's not going to be a blowout. But 24-23 Lions. They'll find they scrappy. They're gonna find a way to win.
I'm gonna go the same route. I'm gonna take the Lions and I'm gonna take the under. And you know, I said it earlier. I think that we're gonna see what I predict is that the Lions come out swinging hard, and the 49ers are gonna be dazed, and they're not gonna recover. I hate to say this, but I think you see another 49er championship struggle. I really do. I really think you see another 49er just discombobulated. And this is where when you need the premier pass rusher, I just think Hutchinson for Detroit is going to wreak havoc. I think he's going to absolutely wreak havoc. Don't forget, he's from Michigan, went to Michigan. And now he gets to represent the Lions and the NFC. Man, I'm telling you, that boy going to rip face masks off. But I feel like the Lions are going to get the upper hand on the fight, because they're going to step on your foot and punch you. And when you try to get away, you can't, because they're standing on your foot. And I just think that those heavy Mike Tyson blows are going to put the 49ers down early. And I think it'll be, you know, that 24-17-ish, 24-20 Lions win and go to the Super Bowl.
Here's something. God, I've never pulled over a game like this and been so uneasy. Like, my palms are sweaty, my hands are shaking, you know, knees are weak. There's vomit on my shirt already, mom, spaghetti. Man, you know what would have been better though? Would have been a better story.
What
if? What was it? Was it last year? If Detroit would have made the Super Bowl last year, and Eminem performed at the Super Bowl when Detroit made the Super Bowl, that would have been that would have been a great story. Oh. But this is geez, this is this is going to be a good game. I think both games are going to be good. It's been a long time since we got two championship games you really want to sit down and watch and don't want to miss a minute of.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree because everybody, you got a fan base that's been suffering. And I know what that feels like. And sitting in a championship game, you got a super loyal fan base that has been 100% behind their team in Baltimore. You got the front runners, the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you got the story franchise and the 49ers. You got a whole bunch of angles and stories here that, you know, just make it compelling and you know, must-see TV. Like, this is a day that might be a little sick. Can't make it into work, you know what I mean? I ain't got no gas in it. But
it's funny you say that. You know, the assembly plants have adjusted their schedule. So everybody that works in Detroit at the assembly plant, so they can get off and watch the game.
And they've adjusted
their schedule.
That's how it should be.
And when you ladies, got on fire like that, beautiful.
The ladies that watch our show, when you say you don't really understand why so men are in the sports, just take that example right there. How much that means to the city of Detroit, where they're adjusting the schedules so that people can be home. I wouldn't be surprised if it's businesses and stuff closing early to watch the Super Bowl. They haven't watched party. I went to Detroit year before last. Beautiful downtown. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's Little Caesars Arena where the Pistons play.
Mm-hmm.
They got some big TVs. I wouldn't be surprised if people are gathered in the street watching that game, especially if they're winning. It's going to be a party in Detroit. I'm telling you, it's that when you see stories like this of just not winning and you know, and now you see this team on the verge of putting it all together, it's a beautiful thing.
I'm looking at Detroit's history. You know, they got four league championships. For those that don't know, your NFL championships before 1966. You know, they did play football before the Super Bowl.
Those don't count. Don't count.
They played football before the Super Bowl. You know, they had to crown a champion every year. But as far as NFL championships go, 35, 52, 53, and 57. And the curse was they traded Bobby Lane after the 57 season. After they won their championship, they traded Bobby Lane to Pittsburgh. And before he left town, he said, the Detroit Lions had never won another championship, ever. And that was always considered the Bobby Lane curse.
Dick.
They've had people try to exorcise that demon. And it looks like it's happening. Look who it is.
What's going on, fellas? Speaking of night train.
Nah, I just wanted to hop in and catch the last part of what y'all were doing, man.
Man, you supposed to be relaxing in the glow. You supposed to be singing Change right now, Glow of Love.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I knew this was how it was going to work out. Last minute, and if y'all were still going, I was gonna hop in for 10 minutes just to get my fix on, man. It's only 17 of these. You know what I'm saying? Or only 20 of these. So you got to get in when you fit in.
Well, let's let's get a floor to the Midnight Rod. Big guy, let's get his thoughts, quick thoughts on both games real quick. Let him have the floor, let him roll, and then we'll finish up the show.
All right. So
I'm going to keep it. This is going to be the quickest you've ever seen me do a recap or a talk, so don't even worry about it. Lions, Niners. I think I sent Lions to win. Of course, they cover if they win, and the over. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I think that is because the 49ers, I think both teams are going to struggle a little bit with their offense. One being the Niners offense struggles when Debo isn't playing. And I know Debo is playing, but he's got some limitations involved in what's going on. And I think Purdy, when he's not right, there's going to be a struggle. So that's why I think Detroit has a chance. Even though Detroit doesn't play well in outdoor games, I think this is an opportunity where if they just do their things, they run the ball, they follow the Packers blueprint and run the ball right at Chase Young, they got a chance to win this ball game. I'm dead serious and rack up 100 yards. Yeah. And it's not even coming from a place of hate. And in the Chiefs game, I heard you guys talking a little bit about Brady and making comparisons. I didn't get a chance to get all of that just because I had a I was in the car. But the only thing with that I thought about the Mahomes and Brady comp is for almost now, 10, 12 years, the AFC has gone through two quarterbacks. That's dangerous. That's crazy. And I think KC is going to make it difficult, but I think Baltimore gets it because I think this is the best team all around that Baltimore has had. Like, this team isn't waiting for Lamar to get hot. They're not waiting for that one play from Lamar. They it have helped, enough
everywhere it helps else. To have help, doesn't it?
Hey, I said it all the whole time. I said, it's amazing when you see a quarterback that ain't had no receivers and all of a sudden he get one or two, how his numbers change. You know, Jalen Hurts was an example of that last year. His numbers were totally different once he got A.J. Brown.
Completely different quarterback.
Josh Allen, completely different quarterback once you got Steph Diggs. Yep. Like these teams underestimate the value of having that go-to weapon and then also having a decent tight end to go along with it. So in that game, I think I took the Ravens. I think the Chiefs cover. And I think I took the over in that one as well. Like a 27-24 type of ball game. So yeah, that's all I got, man.
Let me throw this at you guys. Now, we were talking about the Lions and the curse of Bobby Lane. Did y'all know that Peyton Manning went into a Ford Field with a bathtub full of whiskey and a cup full of salt and performed a ritual to lift the curse?
When did he do that?
So, the Manning Show?
Yeah, it was on Peyton's Place.
Okay.
He did it.
Okay.
And ever since he did it, the Lions' fortunes have changed.
Hey, maybe now, maybe, you know, Night Train needed a little persuasion. You know, maybe that drink, he was like, all right, I lift it. I'm good now.
Normally, I don't do this, but let's keep the party going.
Now, what's crazy is that happened. They started off 2022 1-6, and then they finished 9-8. And then they win the division this year. Like, crazy. Another crazy stat before we go to a bold prediction. Somebody said something. I just want real quick get y'all thoughts on it. Somebody said if Detroit wins, they go to the Super Bowl, sign Barry Sanders, have him play one down. So if they win, he get his daggone ring.
Just give him the ring anyway.
Just give him the ring anyway. He's an honorary, you know, he's a lifetime, like Calvin John, they're a lifetime line. Just give him a ring. You don't have to sign him to a one-day contract.
I mean, think about it. The Caps gave their whole broadcast group, I mean, whether it was the Junkies, all of 106.7, they all got rings. So why couldn't they just give him a ring?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Next up, bold predictions.
You guys go first. I had a really good bold prediction. Remember I said I was going to save it for later, and I completely forgot what it was. Let me try to do some meditation real quick and try to remember.
Let's see. What did I have here? Let me take Lamar Jackson, 300 yards combined, a rushing TD, passing TD. Actually, I'll say two passing TDs and one rushing touchdown. 350 combined. Yeah, that's the way I want that to go.
All right. Matt says at the rink before heading in, comes down the line secondary. They keep Kittle and C-Mac in check. They win easily. I agree with that. That is the write that on the bulletin board because that's the key of the game. Xavier says his bold prediction is the Chiefs lose.
That's not a bold prediction up there.
I'm gonna remember my real bold prediction later.
Put in the chat.
Yeah, I just cannot remember what it was. But let me tell you this. This is my bold prediction. And I said it earlier in the show. I've said it a couple times. You got a finesse team in the 49ers versus a haymaker, heavy punching team in the Detroit Lions. I think the Detroit Lions come out swinging. I don't think the 49ers ever recover. And I think it's going to be a backpedaling day for the 49ers where they're trying to fight from behind. I think Levi Stadium has that eerie silence to them because the fans know what's coming. And Detroit is, like I said, I really did. They're just one of those teams that they throw a haymaker, and before you come up to realize what happened, another one hits you. And I think that's what's going to happen in Levi Stadium, and Detroit comes out, and they're going to the Super Bowl. So I predict a very, very Kyle Shanahan type of NFC Championship day where it's just it's one of the things where they can't get right and nothing can get going, and Detroit walks out of there NFC champion.
My bold prediction, everything that needs to happen in Baltimore happens. From the old Baltimore Ravens, the old Baltimore Colts, Ray Lewis comes out in full uniform and squirrels it in the end zone.
All right, so what's better? I know what you're going to say, but I got a little bias, so I'm going to ask anyway. The Ray Lewis squirrel or the T-Sizzle gladiator mask?
It's always going to be the squirrel.
Okay.
I say that because I remember the first time I seen him do it. Was instantly geeked up. And at that time, was still playing ball at that time.
So you squirreled somewhere?
No. I wasn't a dancer. Matt says bold prediction, KC loses and Swift and Mahomes last get into a fight. He meant the wives. Should say wife. Mahomes' wife get into a fight. Yeah, as long as they don't swag surf again or whatever the hell that was, swag surf with the potato salad with almonds and raisins. Please don't do that again.
They ain't on the road, so they can't call the music up.
Safe bet.
McCaffrey, 80 yards and a rushing touchdown.
Safe bet. Brock Purdy, 2 interceptions.
Ooh. You're going full regatta on this Shanahan.
Lamar Brick.
I just think. KG, we losing you. We're losing you.
Yeah, he's lost.
Look, man, I just think that when you have a team like Detroit that smash mouth and the 49ers not being 100% being able to do their finesse thing.
Down. You sound better now.
You there?
Come on, you can do it.
Come on, come on. If you had an Apple, you'd be good. You had an iPhone, you wouldn't have these problems. I didn't have these problems at all. But you know, that's Maybe go get the work phone. Work phone's probably the best option. I know he can hear me. That's why I'm talking shit. So. Yeah, I might not be able to hear you, but he can hear me.
Yeah, you talking trash about an iPhone. I hear you.
Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah.
Sony guts. All right, what you eating today?
Nah, give us your safe bet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Safe bet was Lamar breaks off at least a 50-yard run for a touchdown today.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, what y'all eating today?
I'm doing spaghetti, I think. Because I ended up at Whole Foods this morning. So I got some new tomato sauce I'm going to use. I'm going to try it out.
I might try some carne. I'll be at work today. So it's this place. I'm not going to name it. I got some Lomo Saltado, which I was very, very disappointed. Very disappointed. Oh. So far, Don Pollo, for me, makes the best Lomo Saltado. I was very disappointed. So, you know, I try to not, because the way I'm used to it, maybe they make it different. So I was going to maybe try some carne asada tacos from them, try to give them another chance and see what they're hitting on. So that might be what I do. I got a nice long lunch break, so I'm thinking carne asada. I'll let y'all know if I do get them. I'll let y'all know how they are on Tuesday night flight.
Hey, for me, the wife says she's making teriyaki chicken, broccoli, and rice.
I had a very disappointing sandwich this weekend. I had it last night. Place called Stage Door Deli. It's in Old Town. I know I shouldn't be doing this because they may be a sponsor one day, but I got to blow this one up because you can't mess up a cold cut Italian. Can't be messed up. You just can't. You can't get the bread wrong. The bread was wrong. Piece of lettuce when they look like it was that full piece of lettuce, and she gave me the full. So when I tasted it, I thought she gave me a corn chip and not lettuce. Oh man. The sandwich was dry.
It's bad when you go to a sandwich shop and you're like, man, I could have got a better Italian from Subway.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said after I took the first bite. Subway, man.
The first bite, it was bad.
I knew it wasn't right.
Okay, I got two for you. You want a good cold? If you're a fan of cold cuts like me, Forest Glen Deli, up there by Holy Cross Hospital. Recently, one of the best cold cuts I've ever had, and it was on a level of almost. If anybody's old enough to remember from the area, 7 Market over there, where 450 and 202 connects. That's why I used to get my cold cuts from. Never had a better cold cut than from there. Speaking of cold cuts, Wednesday, let you know now, B, I'm going up to Cumberland Wednesday. You want a sandwich, let me know.
Okay.
Because I haven't got myself a sandwich the last 3 times. I'm getting me a sandwich when I go up there this week. So it's a restaurant called DH's. I hit in Cumberland. Sandwich is so big, you can take some of the meat off and make another sandwich.
I got you.
So, quick question before we get out of here. We got a couple minutes. Quick question. What can make the Pro Bowl watchable? Since it's next.
Guys actually wanting to compete. I mean, we watched this last night. I watched this last night in I think it was Boston. They were down like 83 to 45 or something in the basketball game. Like, there were two games last night that were just unwatchable. It was that and like the Utah game. Both teams were down by 30 or 40. And it's not like a once a week occurrence. This is one or two times a night. And I'm telling you right now, that phone gonna ring in Adam Silver's office. And it's gonna be Vinny. Or it's gonna be or Tony. But somebody gonna make that call. Hey, you know what I'm saying? What we doing here? That's all I'm saying. That phone call's got to happen. They got to do something because these games are awful and they're almost unbettable. Last night, My card, because Embiid didn't play, the card that I had Jokic on, they canceled out Jokic. So it was like, I went from like a six-leg parlay to a three-leg and won like $13. It's not even worth my time.
Look, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, Xavier said get back to what it was before for the flag football stuff. The Midnight Rider said have some, you know, people that will actually want to play football. I think one thing you have to do is bring all the skill stuff back. Bring all the skill stuff back. And unfortunately, I think the only way to fix this is that the winner hosts the championship games. It has to be something, and I don't even know how that would work.
They don't care enough.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You have to make it so that it's something on the line. I don't know. It has to be something on the line that affects the season. That would affect the players if they lose, and unfortunately, you almost have to have an in-season tournament with this crap. You know, that's the point we're getting to. You have to, and I said this, say you got to motivate guys that are making millions of dollars to give us something to watch, entertainable, when you get the best of the best together. So, because this is a bunch of guys that don't want to be here. Their teams lost early in the playoffs, or didn't make the playoffs. So, it's not what it used to be. You know, it's not Sean Taylor knocking the dust off of Brian Mormon. That'll never be again. So, it has to be something on the line in the season-wise that maybe the – I don't know. I don't know what it would be. Maybe, you know, whatever conference wins, get something that would affect them in the season, maybe a rest day or no Thursday night game. I don't know what it would be. I don't know. But definitely bring all the skill stuff back. How to fix the game, like I said, it has to be something on the line. It can't be money because it's not working. So your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, here's the thing. And I go back to what it used to be. And I'm not talking about, AFC versus NFC. Nah. Go back even further. Number one, you make it a destination again. Because when it was played in Hawaii, it was a free trip to Hawaii. Who wasn't going? But you got to take cues from MLB, NHL, and NBA and how they do their all-star games. Number one, all three of those are mid-season. This is end of the season. So you make it where it's a destination. You go someplace nice. You know, you go to Atlanta one year, you go to Vegas, you go to Hawaii, play at Aloha Stadium. You know, you go to California, you down in Florida, you know, and on Friday, you have, like, if you're on the coast, you have fishing competitions. You know, you go out and NFC versus AFC fishing competitions. You have the skills, the quarterback skills, receiver skills, you know, you just doing drills and see who can, you know, post the best times. Great. But when it comes down to the game on Sunday, you do the NFL All-Stars versus the college All-Stars. And with the NIL deal, if they're college All-Stars, you know, winner gets, hey, let's say $750,000 a piece. Loser gets $400,000. So, you know, everybody is getting some money off. Each player is getting some money off of it. And then you got guys that's going to show. You can see the stars of today and the stars of tomorrow. You know, I'm not saying make it a knockdown drag out where you got these grown men beating up on college kids. Nah, but you have an exhibition game between college all-stars and NFL all-stars. That's what they used to do.
That's not. You're going to have grown men out there trying to prove a point. And then the one game that the college kids do beat them is going to be embarrassing for the league. And then they're going to find some way to scrap that. It's just not going to work.
You know how many times college kids have beat NFL stars? And I'm talking about beat them badly. Nobody gave a damn about that. Especially when you got a draft class coming up of nothing but studs in the draft class. And they're the new guard coming in. Nobody gave a damn about that.
I think you're giving these guys way too much credit from a being willing to compete level. I don't see the want to in that scenario. Like, they're not going to care. You don't get a trophy for that. What am I getting? A couple extra $100,000? All right. I get that from playing a regular Pro Bowl. I just don't see for the NFL version how it's savable or watchable. They literally let the dude run through the hole and like came up to him and just hugged him. Like, come on, man. Yeah. They're taking all physicality out of the Pro Bowl. And of course, you got to do a flag contest because that's essentially what it was when they played. They're not caring about playing against some college kids.
Yeah, I'm trying here, man. I'm trying.
No. I'm not, and that's not against you. I just don't see the fix. Honestly, I just don't see the fix because I just feel like these players, and I don't want to sound like an old man, but I feel like we're in that point where the stuff that we did that these guys used to do for pride and things of that nature, they don't care about it. Like, I think they've played too many games, especially on the basketball side. I truly think that the basketball system is flawed from a lower level to upper level system. That's a whole different conversation. But yeah, I think this whole thing is what it is. It's gonna be what it is, man.
Well, we've come to that point. It's time to wrap that shit up, B. I'll say this. Today is going to be a lovely and beautiful championship Sunday. I hope like hell we are treated to just an exciting two games. But I hope we all get the outcome that we need.
Okay. I mean, for me, it's a great weekend of football. Hopefully the games live up to the hype, kind of like you said. And let's treasure this because after today, we only got one left.
Don't remind
me. Yeah, just sit back, get your food together, and enjoy Championship Sunday. Enjoy all the bells and whistles that come with Championship Sunday. Enjoy what the Ravens got lined up. I'm sure it's going to be some 49er greats at Levi Stadium. Enjoy the fanfare. You know, the Detroit fans, I'm sure Eminem will be in house in San Francisco. What's the kid name from the super fan from Baltimore that passed for?
Gabba.
Yeah, they got stuff lined up for him in the seats and stuff. So it's going to be, just enjoy all that. Enjoy these two big games, and then we'll talk Tuesday about recapping these games and the Super Bowl matchup.
Most definitely. For the Midnight Rider, for the Boss BJ, I'm the big guy KG, baby. We don't do no overtime. We are out of here.